Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I'm here with the head coach Luke Podmore and Sarah Chadwick. It's been a good game there. Strange three halves of 30, but the sort of good result that we'd want, though.
Yeah, I mean the format. I think with the weather, it probably helped out a little bit. You know, having a couple, 5 minute break in between each 30 minutes. It was a really tough day for both sets of players today. You know, a lot of hard work, and yeah, I thought we got what we deserved in the end. I thought we played really, really well. Certainly the performance of the pre-season campaign so far. So yeah, good.
And Jess Battle keeps coming up with the wonder goals against Brighouse.
Yes, she does. Jess is unbelievable. You know, them two goals today were outstanding. First time finishes. She does what she does. So yeah, and again, the service to Jess as well from Emily and obviously Sarah as well. There was some really good partnerships on the pitch forming now, and that just makes people like Jess flourish. So that's what we want. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, you supply one of them to Jess there, to Sarah. Do you think that it was made tougher with the weather, or is it just the same for everyone?
No.
Do you mind playing like in the heat?
I think it definitely makes it more difficult because obviously it's so much hotter, it's humid, you're sweating loads. But I understand it is the same for both teams, but it does definitely make it more difficult in these sort of conditions. But it did help having the 3:30 minutes, but because you obviously get a chance to go and get a drink and stuff like that and have a bit of a breather. But it definitely does make it more difficult, in my opinion.
Yes, well, it's always nice to score goals, but I mean, if you get an assist for a goal that was so good like that, that must feel just as good.
Almost. Yeah, definitely. As a player, even though I am a striker, I do get a little bit disappointed not to score, but I think getting an assist is almost just as, you know, it's just as satisfying as getting a goal, because it's all about like what the team can get as a result, and I'm more than happy to, you know, try and get as many assists as possible and hopefully get goals here and there as well. But no, I'm definitely happy to get the assist today.
Yeah, you got a wonder goal in the stadium, but you've got to keep rotating the strikers to keep everyone happy though, haven't you, Luke?
Yeah, we started with a different shape again today, a bit of an old school FC, so yeah, we played with two strikers today, so and I think that showed in the game. Obviously they linked up really well, created loads of opportunities, and obviously this year we're probably going to have to pick how many strikers we play with, or what the team looks like a bit more often.
So halfway through the run of four games of aways, we've played two of them. Does travelling away make it much more difficult for you, Sarah? Do you not think it matters too much? Can you do a bit of bonding on the way down?
Yeah, definitely. I think obviously there's pros and cons of playing at home and away. Obviously we love playing at Broadhurst Park and in the stadium and things like that, but no, definitely when we do travel away we do get the chance to bond with other players, and it's nice to have a run out and things like that. Obviously it does make it a little bit more difficult sometimes because they are playing in their home pitch and their home crowd and things like that, but obviously the supporters for FC United travel with us, so that's brilliant. So I think we've proved like today that we can come away, play away from home and do the job. So it's difficult, but I enjoy away days, so it's
yeah, even sort of like pre-season friendlies, we're still sort of like the two-thirds or more of the crowd. And that's obviously got to be always helpful that you see people coming along cheering you. Because, I mean, it's always nice when your mums and dads sort of thing come along.
Yeah,
but, I mean, we're
fans.
There's a lot, we're just fans most of the time. And we just turn up and cheer everyone along because the football's good enough to watch and you want to watch it.
Yeah, and that's why we do it. That's why, you know, it means a lot to us. I'm sure you can see the way the players put the effort in on the pitch. And, you know, it means a lot to us when I look over to the side and there's people supporting us. It just gives that extra little bit of an edge. And I think that, again, that this year it'll be a game of small margins this year, and that could be, you know, the difference between winning and losing sometimes. So yeah, we'd love to see the fans there as many as we can.
Well, we've not had to come back many times, but we've had to do it three times already this season. Maybe the fans are helping that as well.
Absolutely, yeah, definitely it does. It just gives you that extra bit of edge, and you know, if someone's rooting for you, it means a lot to us. So you know, we'd love to see the fans, and like I say, next week West Brom, if someone can make it down there, I'm sure that'll be a massive help for us as well.
Right, but it's in Walsall.
It's Wolverhampton. I think it's University of Wolverhampton.
Wolverhampton,
we'll put the one of the campuses. So we'll put the details on social media and on the website. So yeah, it'd be great to see you there.
Super. I think most of us will be there again. I hear people making plans on the sidelines for the next two games, so everyone else come willing to join and come along and enjoy a bit of good football in the sun and fun. Thank you.
Thanks, Neil.
Thank
you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.